The reason provided for why this minister has been sacked is not assuaging public interest. There needs to be much better communication. In terms of, you know, the perception of government's energy and oil and gas and green hydrogen ambitions, I don't think this looks good for anybody looking in from the outside. And it reflects poorly on the president, because this is now another minister that she has to had let go out of her cabinet, and she hasn't even been in the presidency for a year yet. And yes, I think it can have a negative impact on how investors and stakeholders perceive what is happening within this very critical sector, this extractive oil and gas and green energy sector. That certainly would give people pause. On the other hand, it could also signal to some that if there are issues, this president is willing to pull the trigger and sack officials in her cabinet immediately. You know, it can cut both ways. Ultimately, it is how they communicate what is happening. Because at the moment, just judging from conversations and comments online and so forth, I don't think there are many who believe the narrative, the framing that government is, that the presidency is trying to put out there. And that's a problem. And they need to come out and address that.